Hello and welcome to another episode of We Came, We Saw, We Podcasted. It's that time of week once again, Tuesday afternoon.
Yeah, it's here, right here, right now. Unless it's not Tuesday afternoon.
Coffee's on. Well, it is for us. Oh. I'm just explaining the situation that we are in right now. Maybe you're listening to it tomorrow, which will be a Wednesday. Maybe the day after, which will be a Thursday. Maybe the day after that, which will be a Friday.
And that'll be a good day to listen.
Et cetera. So, yeah.
How you doing, man?
I'm all right.
You're all right.
I'm still full.
You sound like you've still got a bit of the remnants of a cold.
I'm still full of the flu. Haven't been able to shift it. The cough has got worse, the sniffles. Like, what I've been finding this week is that, you know, when it's not a snotty cold anymore.
Right.
It's just my nose is constantly running. It's dripping like a tap.
Yeah.
And you find those situations. I think it's happening right now. Can you see like a little bit of wetness, like bubble coming out from under my nose? I know it's there. I can feel it.
Yeah, it looks a bit damp.
And I'm forever like touching the underside of my nose, which makes me look like I'm a druggie. Like, just like sniffing all the time. People are like, ooh. Look at him.
What's he up to? Yeah.
Apart from that, my throat is messed up as well because I haven't been able to relax it. I've been working. I have to record podcasts and stuff like this. So,
stressful life,
you know, it's hard work.
Hard work.
Hard work being a voice.
So not actually too tickety boo.
No, I'm not. I'm tickety boo. 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 Yeah, I'm all right. I'm still tickety boo. Inside, I'm feeling good. Even though on the exterior, I just look like a wet, flu-y mess. That's going to be a running theme as well through this week's podcast, I feel. You just
keep a tally of how many times you hear.
I ain't even got a tissue with me.
That's a bad move. Here, look. Take advantage of this.
Oh, yeah. Got some kitchen towel here.
That'll all come into play later on.
Oh, it's like presents.
Well, funny you say that. I mentioned last week in a passing comment, and you sort of brushed over it, this week is a bit of a special podcast.
Okay.
Bit of a special episode.
Yeah.
Because this week, it is your birthday.
Yeah, on Thursday, it's my birthday.
It's your birthday today.
Brian!
It's your birthday today,
Brian.
Yeah. Rock and roll and celebrate.
Celebrate, we
will. Lose control and you cut the cake.
Cut that
cake. Night is yours. Destiny awaits.
Await with
so
me.
So share toast with your closest mates. It's your birthday
Thursday,
Brian.
Thursday. So at WCWSWP for all your birthday wishes.
So I take it by you bringing presents and stuff today, I ain't going to see you on my birthday this year.
No, you'll see me on your birthday, but I thought I'd bring some for the podcast.
Okay, that's fine.
Because we get to celebrate your birthday for a whole week.
I'll put that down, because that's all I can hear.
We can celebrate your birthday for a whole week.
That's right.
Using the podcast.
32, eh? How did I get here? 32.
Was that, have you survived this long, or...?
Yeah, sometimes I feel that.
I will be over the moon if I make it to 32.
Yeah, I'll be all right. I'll be all right. If I've made it to 32, I think I'm going to double that. My next target,
so 64.
Yeah, exactly.
I know what you're thinking.
You know? And then I'll do it in
multiple
stages of 32.
Just doubling.
Yeah.
Oh, no, you don't want to go from 64 to 128 then?
But to be honest, like, you know me, I like to write dates on calendars.
You do.
Know what I'm doing. I haven't wrote my own birthday. Do you think that's a bit weird when people write their own birthday on their calendar? Like, oh, It's my birthday.
I totally
If I hadn't have wrote it on that calendar, I wouldn't have even known.
It would have just been another Thursday.
Yeah, just another Thursday for me.
I don't know. I don't write it on my calendar.
No.
Although, for some strange reason, Google insists on reminding me, as does Facebook and others.
You see, I told the boys that it's Daddy's birthday on Thursday, and they are well excited. They think I'm having a party, bouncy castle, everything. Because that's what I provide. I wish I was. But that's what I provide for their birthdays. So when it's my birthday, they think we're going to have that craziness, like loads of sweets.
Yeah.
And it's just not going to happen. It's just going to be another Thursday.
As far as they're concerned.
Just a Thursday.
Just another Thursday.
Just another Thursday.
Bless them. So, yeah, that is what the jumbo roll of kitchen paper's for. That will come into hand later on. Oh, as will the cake.
Intriguing.
As will the cake.
You've bought lots of tissue for my birthday.
I mean, that is one whopping great big roll of kitchen roll. But that is to do with the cake.
And how are you this week? Are you all right? What's that?
That's one of your presents.
All right. Okay.
Which you have to win.
I got to win my own birthday presents.
Yes, you have.
A bit rubbish.
Yeah, yeah.
To be honest.
I'll give them to you anyway, in fairness. You don't have to
All right, mind. Okay, I won't. I won't work so hard then for it. Anyway, how are you? Are you tickety-boo?
I am
tickety-boo, tickety-boo. Tickety-boo, tickety-boo. Tickety-boo, tickety-boo, tickety-boo. Boo, 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 tickety-boo.
It's quite energetic from you.
I know. I've had a coffee. I've livened up now.
It's kicked in. It's kicked in.
Yeah, all right.
Yeah,
all
man, right, I am okay. I am, tickety-boo indeed, I am.
I can't stop playing with
you. Can't leave it alone.
Kitchen roll. I don't know why.
Just leave it alone.
All right.
We need some of that later on.
Okay.
Unless you want a messy living room.
Go on.
All right, so yeah, my week's been fine. Oktoberfest.
Oh yeah.
Need to Friday tell you about night. This. This is where my week nearly went skew with, because it was cancelled. Friday afternoon. I'm there getting changed, getting ready to go out the door and get on the train up to London. And don't worry, I'm well rehearsed in not holding onto handrails on the train now.
Stuff.
So a message comes through. Due to unforeseen circumstances, Oktoberfest has been cancelled.
Isn't that annoying when they write, due to unforeseen circumstances?
Basically.
Just tell us.
What they mean
what's
was.
What's happened?
What they mean was, we didn't plan it properly.
Right, and we've had to cancel.
We've had to cancel it because we've made a massive faux pas.
Due to unforeseen circumstances. If you're looking forward to something, as you was.
Yeah.
And then you get greeted with a sign, due to unforeseen circumstances.
Shall I elaborate on the unforeseen circumstances bit? Because, put this in your mindset, okay?
Right.
Big major city, capital city of England, London.
London.
Friday afternoon.
Yep.
Finishing work, you think, you know what? I'll go for a quick beer and then I'll head home. You hear, via Facebook or Twitter or whatever social network you prefer to use, there's a beer festival going on. You think to yourself, hang on, 10 quid to get in. I can go in, have a few beers, get a bit large, maybe have some dinner there as well, and then I'll get the train home.
Yeah.
Yeah, you think, get a couple of mates in from the office, head down to the beer festival, have a bit of a cheeky beer before you go home for the weekend.
Right.
Yeah?
So why didn't that happen?
4,000 people decided that was a good idea.
Right.
Rocked up at the
door. And they were all greeted with the unforeseen circumstances.
They were all greeted with two, count them.
Two unforeseen circumstances.
Two doormen for 4,000 people.
What's your name on the list? It ain't down. It ain't coming in. So what are those?
Yeah.
So there was an actual Oktoberfest.
There was a real...
But it became exclusive for those whose names were on the list and those that wasn't privy to the unforeseen circumstances.
Because they had already booked the whole place out with pre-sale, there was more people that turned up on the door than they could handle. Essentially, it was just an enormous cock-up.
So you lost out.
We did lose out on that particular front, but we still made a
sounds
night.
Sounds asshole, mate. Never go to London. Just stay home. Sounds like asshole. Right, we'll do things a different way around this week.
Okay.
Let's reveal last week's end of the show, lullaby bye at the beginning of the show. We'll do another one at the end of the show. Of course, if you didn't know this, you're stupid. You're stupid. Chad Kroeger. I'm not gonna stand here and wait. I hold on to the wings of the eagle. Watch as we all fly away.
Boom.
They're getting better every single week, these lullaby boys.
Can't wait for this week's.
Hey,
it's going to be special.
It's good than this week.
Is it?
It's a good one. Right. Also, another thing I want to talk about is workmen.
What?
Workmen.
Okay.
Workman, if you like.
More right. on the labouring front, the more physical,
well,
white van man style labouring
as
workman.
You can hear from the flu.
Yep.
The weather has changed now here in the UK.
Oh, down to single
and
figures.
Today, it is really chilly.
Yep.
And it's also that time of year where my boiler decides to break every fucking morning. My morning routine in the winter is wake up and fight with my boiler for 30 minutes. It's very annoying. I don't understand why they don't just replace the boiler. They come round about 30 times throughout the winter season, changing various parts. Obviously, they're trying to build a new super boiler out
this,
of...
This is like the Triggers my, broom
the,
thing from
out
Del
of the
Boy.
Old carcass of the original boiler. But I would just prefer a brand new standard boiler that will get me through the winter, that will take that hassle
away.
So yesterday, I had the gas man back out again for the boiler to fit a new pump for whatever fucking reason.
I'm laughing for you.
He comes in. He goes outside. And
hang on, what, he comes in and just goes straight back out again?
He did, actually, because he came in. He says, where's your boiler? I went, it's outside. So he went back out again to put the dust sheet away because he didn't need it.
No,
so,
fine.
All right, but he came in again after putting the dust sheet in.
And then went straight out again.
And then
out the
went
back door.
Out the back door.
Right.
Now, during this time, and I didn't know this had happened.
Right.
About 5 minutes later, a phone starts ringing. It wasn't my phone. And I was like, oh, where's he left his phone then? So I go and investigate. And what
follow,
I find,
sound.
Yeah, what I find is that, I don't know who it was, we'll bleep this name, right? She was ringing him and his phone was plugged into my wall. So what
Whoa.
He did, he came in, saw that the boiler was outside, went back out, put the dust sheet in, came back in, went outside, but during that time, plugged his phone into my wall without asking. I think, and I don't know whether it's just me, but that's rather rude. Even
I
you
would
as
say
a
that's
best
been quite polite.
Even you as a best friend,
yeah.
I would not walk into your house,
no.
charge it ready, and plug it into your wall.
It's like he knew.
I'm on a meter here, mate. You know what I mean? You're here to fix my boiler. If you've come round without no phone charge, if you say, mate, I've ran out of phone charge, I'm like, go ahead.
Yeah, you're not going to say no because you've already been asked politely.
Yeah.
You know, if you've got, you know, 10 minutes on charge, it's all yeah. you need.
But if I find your phone already plugged into my wall, son, I'm going to have something to say about it. Not to your face, because I am a confrontational type. I rang your boss.
Stitched him up.
Yeah, I did.
Stitched him up.
I was like, look, I appreciate the boiler being fixed. My home is now warm. My kids are no longer cold. But next time, maybe tell your worker not to plug his bloody phone into my wall without asking. The fucking boiler bastard. Oh, wah, oh, wah. You're a boiler bastard. Oh, wah, oh, wah. You steal my electricity.
Zap, zap, ow.
Oh, wah, oh, wah. You're a boiler bastard. Oh, wah, oh, wah. Probably gonna get the sack. Wait. Yes, so they were all apologetic on the phone. And,
of course.
You know, if I was, I can't say I was stressed yesterday. On another day, you know, I may have let it slip, but there was a couple of things that ticked me off yesterday. And I just wasn't going to let him get away with it.
No.
Another thing, right? Ollie is now at school.
Correct.
All right. And they want to encourage Oliver to read at home. So they send him home and they've got a nice little book bag.
Cool.
And they sent him home every day with a book.
Different book, or were you on the same book for a little while?
Well, no, it's a different book every day.
Cool. Right.
Now, Oliver gets to pick the book,
yep.
even though he's adamant he doesn't pick the books. But he gets
you
to
know
pick
otherwise.
The book. So, there's been a couple of wordy books. Consider, like, he's only
generally
four.
The gist of books with
yeah.
words.
Yeah. Well, they say it's not necessarily about reading it. It's about showing them the pictures and they can use their imagination and make up their own story, which I don't understand why we've got a book then.
Surely you want a comic.
But regardless of that, he comes home yesterday with a level 10 reading, and I have no clue what that means, but level 10 reading, how to build a house instruction manual. I have pictures.
What, like an IKEA instruction manual?
I thought when he started reception, I knew all this reading would come along, and he had maths homework over the weekend, and I'm quite happy with that. But I didn't know that my job as a parent was to try and read a builder's manual to my son. You see that? We put that up on Twitter. That's what I had to deal with. The most boring picture book as well in the world. Some 80s photo with men with mullets and massive glasses plastering a wall, throwing some shingle here, doing some concrete in there. I was like, what the hell is this?
The inside walls. The bricklayer builds the main wall inside using concrete blocks.
Riveting for four-year-old.
The electrician cuts a little trench in the wall. This is for the electricity wires and the light switch. Then the wall is plastered.
Yeah, my boy's going to be so smart.
I don't understand why this is even in the pile of books.
That was my point. If he picks his own book, don't give him the option to pick the building manual, because it shouldn't be in there, all right?
He might as well have picked up the Haynes manual for a Ferrari.
I am in a believe nothing, question everything kind of mood this week. I honestly am. But anyway, apart from that, I'm tickety-boo, 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 tickety-boo. So, this week, Rob said to me, don't worry about the quiz.
Nope.
I was like, what do you mean, don't worry about the quiz? Are you falling out of love with it? Is it running its course? He said, no. He said, I'm going to be a good friend because last year I was a bad friend and, you know, kind of just brushed aside your birthday. So this year, I am going to do right by you, Brian.
Yeah.
And I'm going to give you a week off from the quiz. So for 1 week only, ladies and gentlemen, it's not a quiz for my mate Rob. It's not a quiz for my mate Rob. It's not a quiz for my mate Rob. It's not,
it's not,
it's not. It's not a quiz, a quiz for my mate Rob. It's not a quiz for my mate Rob. No, it's not a quiz for my mate Rob this week. It is a quiz for me.
Birthday,
now,
Brian.
Now, I don't understand this, because if I was really having a week off, you know, you would have made these, given me the answers, so I got 5 out of 5. That would be the perfect birthday present. Yet what you've done is that you've made them probably hard, and I have to fight for my birthday presents by getting the answers correct. So, I'll shut up then. I'll have a week off.
Listen, the quiz is simple. The rules are simple.
Good.
As always,
right.
Voiceover Man is going to read you some lyrics from some songs based on a set theme.
All right.
Which I'm now going to tell you.
I know the rules. I know the quiz is simple, right? Are we ready for question number one from the sound?
You don't know what it's about.
Oh, you have to say all that stuff.
Yeah, exactly.
Well,
don't you? See, you don't know how to take a week off, do you?
No, I don't.
Chill out. It's
I'm
fine.
Always on it.
So, the theme to this week's quiz
is
bearded musicians.
Great. Why? Because I got a beard.
Yes.
Great.
It is as simple as that.
You know, off the top of the dome, as I rock the microphone.
Yeah.
I can't think of any musicians with beards. So this is going to be interesting. Are we ready? Oh, no, that's your bit.
I think it's my bit, ready?
Right, okay.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Question number one.
Here we go.
You got to whip it up and hit me like a ton of lead. If I blow my top, will you let it go to your head?
Right. I need short ones.
Yeah.
So I'll give you another listen of it. Okay?
All right, go on.
You got to whip it up and hit me like a ton of lead. If I blow my top, will you let it go to your head?
What's that voice?
Well, that,
right,
is actually Brian.
Oh, is it?
That's Brian.
That's English Brian.
That's English Brian.
I've used him a couple of times.
Yeah, when Eric's been off.
Yeah, when Eric's been on.
Eric didn't seem to want to work with me, so.
Well, wow, he's a bit of a diva like that. You know,
Mate. Any idea?
No, not a fucking clue.
Nothing at all?
Nah. You've got to whip it up.
Okay.
I couldn't even... You've got to whip it
think up. Think of bearded musicians. If you had to think right now, off the top of your head, someone bearded.
I can't think of a bearded guy who uses the words, I got to whip it up.
Dearie me.
Right, let's see who this is.
You got to whip it up. And hit me like a ton of lead. If I blow my top.
You still don't know who it is, do you?
Will you let it go to your head?
Oh, is it ZZ Top? Oh, right.
Give me all your love. All your hugs and kisses too.
Yeah.
Give me all your love. Don't let up until we're through.
Oh, I'll give you that. That's a good one.
So you... I have gone for... as famous as I can.
Right, okay.
I have tried to pick the biggest international musicians with beards.
Still don't think it's going to help me. As I said, you know, apart from Wizard, I ain't down on the bearded.
Or maybe
musicians.
Try and look at, like, try not to maybe think about have they got a beard, who's got a
don't
beard.
Don't tell me how to do the quiz, mate. I'm a pro.
I know your eyes in the morning sun. I feel you touch me in the pouring rain. And the moment that you wander far from me, I want to feel you in my arms again. And you come to me, on a summer breeze. Keep me warm, in your love. Then you softly leave.
Oh, I know that.
Yeah?
But isn't that music annoying?
Now you know how I feel. Everyone sits there and shouts at the podcast at
That's
me every
really
week.
Annoying.
Now you know what it's like.
I can't even remember the lyrics now.
Because I'm feeling generous and it's your birthday, if you'd like to listen to it again, you can.
No, because I need to turn it off for it to sink into my head, if that makes sense.
Okay.
All right. I don't know. I do know.
You know,
but
you
I
know
don't
it.
Know. Yeah. We'd be here all day.
All right.
I know your eyes in the morning sun. I feel you touch me in the pouring rain. And the moment that you wander far from me, I want to feel you in my arms again.
Big Brian's tripping.
And you come to me on a summer breeze. Keep me warm in your love, then you softly leave. And it's me you need to show. How deep is your love? How deep is your love? How deep is your love? I really mean to
what
learn.
What's it, Adia?
Cause we're living in a world of fools, breaking us down. When they all should let us be, we belong to you and me.
Sounds like this Brian's been celebrating this Brian's birthday a bit too early.
He has had a couple of bucks
fizz,
yeah.
He has had
a
couple of vinos, I think. Right.
So the Bee Gees and How Deep Is Your Love.
All right.
Wrong. Okay, listen. Don't think about the beards. Just listen to the words.
I'm not thinking about the beards.
Good,
You do something to me that I can't explain. Hold me closer and I feel no pain. Every beat of my heart. We got something going on. Tender love is blind. It requires a dedication. All this love we feel needs no conversation. We can ride it together, aha. Making love with each other, aha.
Dolly Parton.
Yes. Well,
actually, that's got
Kenny Rogers and Dolly Parton. Yeah, yeah. Well done. Right,
you do something to me that I can't explain. Hold me closer, and I
don't.
Feel
I don't like this.
Every beat of my
heart. Like
excuses.
We've got something going on. Tender love is blind. It requires a dedication. All this love we feel needs no conversation. We ride it together, aha. Making love with each other.
Come on, aha. All together.
Islands in the stream. That is what we are. No one in between. How can we be wrong? Sail away with me to another world.
and we rely on each other. Aha. From one lover to another. Aha.
Yeah, Jay. Kenny Rogers.
And D to the PC and Kenny
Dizzy
Rogers.
Pizzle.
Yes. Got that wrong as well. Oh, no, I got that right, didn't I?
Yeah,
oh,
ding. Ding yourself.
Right.
So that's one out of three.
One out of three.
That's all right.
All right.
Okay.
Do I win a present
yeah,
now?
Yeah, at that point you can win. Which,
oh, great.
You win this one.
All right.
Do you want to open it now?
Yeah, damn right. I won it. Right.
Good luck getting into it.
All right.
Yeah, you should be really.
Some of that.
Come on, what is it? Tell us what it is.
There's a name for people without beards. Women. T-shirt. I like that. I'll wear that to work.
I thought you would. There you go.
There you go.
Prize number one.
T-shirt. Like that.
Absolutely.
Don't expect prizes on your birthday. I appreciate it and everything. But this is a well-hard quiz.
I don't think it is.
I think it is.
All right, fair enough.
Right.
This is the hardest one of the lot.
Crazy Brian slurring voices.
This is the hardest one of the lot.
Oh,
I thought you would have got
really?
The others, yeah.
All right, okay.
Now that I've lost everything to you, you say you want to start something new, and it's breaking my heart you're leaving. Baby, I'm grieving. But if you want to leave, take good care. I hope you have a lot of nice things to wear. But then a lot of nice things turn bad out there.
Any idea?
Yeah, in my head, but trying to get that out whilst listening to that, never realised.
I hope you finally appreciate how hard the quiz is at times.
Wow.
Now that I've lost everything to you,
Cat Stevens,
you say you want to start something new.
At least I give you artists that, like, you know.
But did you not get that within, what, how many seconds did you get that in?
Yeah, I know, but, you know.
That's breaking my heart, you're leaving.
Shout out to Cat Stevens. The first time he's probably been mentioned in any podcast.
Baby,
excuse me. Think back.
Oh, yeah, we've featured
thank you very
before,
much, thank you.
Take good care. I hope.
And you can catch that episode.
Not just
you
come together.
A lot of nice things to wear. But then a lot of nice things turn bad out there. Oh, baby, it's a wild world. It's hard to get by just upon a smile. Oh, baby, it's a wild world. I'll always remember you like a child.
Oh. Yeah, that was a bit creepy, that.
Yeah, it's a little bit. You know, he's not really endearing himself. He's got a great name, but, you know, I don't think I'm a fan of Brian.
He won't replace Eric.
Right.
He won't replace him.
Well, I can only see one more present. So, you know.
This is almost like
right,
I planned you getting two out of five.
Yeah, you know, yeah.
But I think this is the easiest one. And if you don't get this, I think there's something very wrong.
Thanks. Happy birthday, Brian.
Wake up. Grab a brush and put a little makeup. Hide the scars to fade away the shake-up. Why'd you leave the keys upon the table? Here you go, create another fable. Grab a brush and put a little makeup. Hide the scars to fade away the shake-up. Why'd you leave the keys upon the table?
Why did you leave the keys upon the table?
You're right, it is an easy one. That is System of the Down. Give that present here.
Yeah.
Wake up.
Grab a brush and put a little makeup. Hide the scars to fade away the shape up. Why do you leave the keys upon the table? Here you go, create another fable.
You wanted to.
Grab a brush and put a little makeup.
You wanted to.
Hide the scars to fade away the shape up.
You wanted to.
Why do you leave the keys upon the table?
You wanted to.
I don't think you trust in my self-righteous suicide. I cry when angels deserve to die.
Yes, you are right.
I don't know what to say. What's that little weird noise? That little girly voice with Brian.
That was the boy.
This is why I do the quiz, people.
Oi, just in case. That took a lot of time and effort. Thank you very much.
All right.
So two, well done.
Two.
Give yourself a ding.
Oh, yeah, ding. Oh. Ding. Right, shall I open this
one? Yeah, you can open that one as well now.
Ooh. I'm good at opening presents, ain't I?
Yeah, it doesn't help, though. It was sellotaped to the highest of heavens.
Do you know, I have a feeling, because I have a feeling, like, this is something also to do with facial hair. I have a feeling this is an avenue that a lot of people are going to go down this year. Like, finally caught on that I've got a beard.
Well, it's not like I finally caught on you've only got a beard. I've known about it for a little while.
Well, you have, yeah. Oh, nice. Premium XL grooming kit. Oh, I've got beard oil.
Yes.
Beard balm.
Yes.
Ah, I am going to be a proper sexy bastard. Oh, wah, wah. I'm a sexy bastard. Oh, wah.
Ooh, seed to soap.
Beard oil too.
You're a sexy bastard.
Oh, wah. Sea bastard. Oh, beard comb. Look at that. Oh, drop my beard balm. Look at that.
Look at that for a comb. Like that, how good is that a comb?
That was worth it, wasn't it?
See?
Hey, I've got the ones right. That got me the... Oh, it's breaking it. Like that. It's very nice.
I hope you like that.
Ooh.
There you go. See?
Yeah.
Not only did I make you the quiz this week, but you got a couple of little birthday presents on the podcast as well.
Perfect. Dankeschön, Robert, are we done with the quiz?
We can be, if you'd like, but I did throw in a bonus track for you.
A bonus beard track.
Which won't lose or win anything for. It is bonus question.
All right. I see you've got some jelly babies. Can I try and win a jelly baby just so I have some incentive?
Okay, there is an incentive. You win the jelly babies.
Hang on then. Let me just line this up. I wasn't expecting it.
Hey, you didn't know there was a bonus, did you? Bonus round.
Here we go.
She's stretched out naked in front of me, with her finger to her lips.
What?
She beckons me to the bedroom, with a shake of her hips. She says, "Baby, I want your lovin'," as she takes me by the hand. "I want you to give it to me, the way that only a bearded man can." And I say,
"Is this the beard, Santa? Sex with a bearded man?"
Not quite, but it is the beard. Would you like to have another stab at the song title?
No.
She's stretched out naked in front of me, with her finger to her lips. She beckons me to the bedroom, with a shake of her hips. She says, "Baby, I want your loving," as she takes me by the hand. "I want you to give it to me, the way that only a bearded man can." And I say, "I'm not in the mood for making love tonight. I don't want to lay you down beneath that candlelight."
A great band if you like songs about beards.
Absolutely.
The beards there. Yeah.
So this is a song called "I'm in the Mood."
Yeah.
For beards.
I thought it was a text message that I sent you over the weekend describing last Friday night.
So but there anyway, you are. Your bonus track.
Good quiz. Thanks for my presence.
Well, you're very welcome.
That. Perfect. Thank you very
you're
much.
You're welcome.
Are we done with the quiz?
We are done.
That was not a quiz for my mate Rob. This is ridiculous. That was not a quiz for my mate Rob. That's not a quiz for my mate Rob. A quiz for my mate Rob. And that was not a quiz. Not a quiz for my mate Rob.
Don't tell me the truth about chicken farming. Thinking about it does my head in. 24 chicken wings for $6.99. It's 85p for each chicken that died. You can get dead chicken everywhere that you go. There's 4 chicken shops on this very road. And there's also a supermarket with chicken dipper strips and frozen chicken burgers, whole cooked chicken, chicken chow mein, 24 wings for $2.99, that's 25p for each dead chicken, thinking about it does my head in. and it's Nando's for dinner tonight. They make their dead chicken taste really nice. In every city, in every town, it's peri peri chicken, enough to go around. It brings me right back to the start. Where on earth are these chicken farms? In a dark warehouse, tens of thousand eggs are hatched a day. They turn little chicks into full-grown chickens in under 7 days. They use chemicals and steroids to meet their demands. I'm gonna sing me a little chicken song about a great big chicken farm. And they run these weird experiments. I heard chicken are born without any heads, just legs and wings and a few leftovers. This chicken gave birth to a Zinger Tower burger. We all know this shit's morally wrong. Gonna sing me a little chicken song. Well, I'm not saying that I am a vegetarian. Shit, I eat chicken with the best of them. It just feels like the whole thing could end in a disaster, the way things generally do when you fuck with Mother Nature. Oh well, the chicken gonna get their revenge one day. You just wait and see. There'll be a giant monster hybrid chicken that eats humans for tea. And he'll break out of the warehouse and he'll roam the earth and eat all you motherfuckers with peri peri sauce.
Beans on toast.
Yeah, I love beans on toast.
Me too, but Worcestershire sauce.
Oh.
Worcestershire sauce. Love it.
Lovely job.
And no, it's beans on toast. Check him out. Very, very cool.
By the way, that's not me eating beans on toast.
No, we're not. Yeah.
That would be the quickest beans
not
on toast.
Not suddenly
ever.
Acquired an obsession with beans on toast that we have to eat beans on toast whilst recording the podcast.
No, instead, I am now.
But we will play some more of that in the coming weeks because I like that guy.
Definitely. Yeah. I thought I'd whip the birthday cake out.
Yeah.
It's your birthday. We can't have a podcast about your birthday and not have birthday cake.
Well, apologies that it may be a little bit shorter this week on the podcast, but I do have to go to work now. Isn't that weird?
Oh, it's weird.
I have to go to work this evening. Oh, so, Christ. You know, we're recording this really early in the day compared to when we normally do.
It's actually half 8 in the morning and this is breakfast.
Yeah. So, you know, so we are about to play this week's instalment of A Compare.
Bloody hell.
AKA Hey Buddy.
Hey
Don't
Buddy.
Don't cut yourself.
I'm making right pigs here with this. Oh, good God. I'm not gonna lie.
So this is our game of Hey Buddy, where we challenge each other every week. To sing this crazy mad song. And for the past couple of weeks, we have been adding elements into the game. The first week, we decided to eat some custard creams whilst
we
trying
did.
To sing. Last week,
there
we did
a lot
it,
of love for that as well.
Yeah, last week we did it lyricless. Somebody made the point of it wasn't lyricless because Julius LaRosa is still singing in the background. Now, this song was originally released in 1956. Trying to get an instrumental of it that sounds anywhere decent is hard.
There's a random fat bloke who's doing it on the ukulele on
YouTube.
But I have
found a few different versions from around the world of A Compare, so we will do that next week. Okay,
we're going to do A Compare in another language.
Well, it's different versions and variations of it.
Okay, right.
And there's even some TV performances of it as
smashing.
Well. So I'll sort that out for next week. But as for this week's A Compare, because it is my birthday, in case you haven't realised so far, checks and cards sent to me.
Hello, hello, wakey wakey.
P.O. Bot's Brian's birthday, I think it is.
It is,
show.
yeah.
We are going to stuff our mouth with chocolate birthday cake. Rob has just decapitated a birthday caterpillar and I'm about to stick that in my mouth. Rob's going to stick some in his mouth and we're going to try and sing A Compare with no lyrics. I think I'm going to die.
Well, I think this is going to be
hilarious
and messy all at the same time. This is where the jumbo roll of kitchen paper
is
coming.
This is going to get everywhere.
It is.
Right.
Have you seen the state of the cake? We need to take a picture of that as well so we can prove how messy this cake has got.
Oh, it's got a little Smarties on it.
It has got incredibly messy. Is that nice?
Oh, mate, it's got cherry bits on it.
Oh, that's even worse for us.
Toothache as well.
Oh, Jesus. Right. Well, I'm having that bit. Oh, my God.
Oh.
I've got his feet.
All right.
This is such a... Whose idea was this?
Yours. Right. I'm going first. Play along at home if you also have Curly the Caterpillar birthday cake or any kind of cake. Shove a cake in your mouth and play along. Do it. Do it now. No.
You're first, go.
Milky parley, so falsely, fruity fauna, a frisky dope. A cloudy fauna, a frisky dope. Like a frisky, 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 a Here comes a sauna, a saxophone, a tutti tutti saxophone, a fiscoletto dippity dippity dam.
You need to put more in that.
Oh, I will. Here comes a fascinale, fissi sauna, a mandolino. Here comes a sauna, a mandolino, a pling a pling a mandolin, a tutti tutti saxophone, a fiscoletto dippity dippity dam.
Good effort. Right, what's this?
Oh, no. Oh, come on. Right.
Well,
let's stop eating cake.
No, I'll keep eating the cake.
No, we can't. We have to finish a podcast.
No,
right?
We don't. How good is that cake, then?
That's better than sex cake, mate.
Oh, that's lush. Well, that's lush.
Some sex. Not all sex. There's some. Oh. So there you go. That's it. Another episode of We Came, We Saw.
We're podcasted.
We podcasted.
Oh, that's good.
Oh, I definitely need to bath before work now.
Yeah.
Look at the rest of me.
Stay your beard.
Right. Thanks for tuning in.
Yeah, thanks for joining
us. Thanks for downloading, subscribing. As always, please recommend us to your friends.
God knows what will happen next week.
Your sisters, your brothers. And tell them all about the podcast. And, you know... Thanks in advance for the listens, because last week, listens went mad.
Mental.
In the first 24 hours, it was crazy. And we have done some maths, actually. Since we... Next week...
Yep.
I think it is our anniversary show.
Can we have more birthday
we
cake?
We can do Yay! More bloody cake. You can buy me more presents. It's absolutely fine.
All right, fine.
So there you go.
More presents, more cake next week. What are you up to anyway?
1 year anniversary.
What are you up to between
episode?
Now and our birthday?
It don't matter. Next year, 1 year anniversary.
Lovely job. We should
so
sign off
sure,
then.
Make sure you listen next week.
Bye bye.
Till then, ta-tas.